Hey everyone, this is Johnny Cruz, and you are tuned in to Ugly Brown Boy. You can find me on all podcast platforms, YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok. Thank you for listening, and thank you for watching. Hey everyone, thanks for coming back and tuning back in to Ugly Brown Boy. I'm Johnny Cruz. If you have not met me already, this week I would like to talk about something that is very important to me, which is human connection. I was talking to my therapist yesterday and working through everything from my new diagnosis of ADHD through my depression and anxiety. One of the things that has been a common theme in a lot of our discussions is human connection. And I often talk about magic and alchemy and physics, even, and how we don't give enough time or effort into making real connections with one another. And I understand. I have my own life, and I have my husband, Justin, and we spend most of our time together. And it's hard to break in. I'm not saying that it's impossible, but for me, it has to be really, really special. And when I find something special, and when I find something magical, and when I find something transformative, I will put 100% of myself into that friendship. It's because it's important to me. And it's important to me because I need that. I need to look at somebody and feel their vibe. I need to feel their energy, and I need that exchange. I need that communication. And every time I deprive myself of that for long periods of time, it really rings true for me that when I'm in front of somebody that is very, very special, and I can have profound conversations with that person, it's something that feeds me, it feeds my spirit, my soul, and it's something that I know that I need. It is like breathing, and it's like eating and drinking. I feel like isolating myself, which I have been doing since I quit my job. It's been wonderful. Don't get me wrong. I could stay in the house all day long as you give me my Netflix and Hulu and Apple TV, etc., etc. I'm good to go. I could be here all day. And if it's sunny out, forget it. I'm doing everything that I can to keep myself a glowing shade of noisette. Hazelnut. That's hazelnut in French. And that's important to me too. I need the vitamin D. It really helps with my depression. So I'm in the sun as much as possible. And let me just say this, because I can take this back to my past and how my family would react every time I would go to the backyard and just lay out in the sun and make myself darker. My aunts, my family would always be like, "Why do you want to be black?" There isn't really a word that they use for tanning. It is a word that translates to black. Why are you making yourself black? And I would just say I like it. So any of you out there that just want to get darker, I encourage it. Get to that noisette color. Get yourself some hazelnut complexion, because you look healthy, you look beautiful. And fuck all that pasty white shit that everybody's trying to do. Back in the Philippines, they sell all these whitening creams. Like, who needs any of that? I want to be dark. And you should want to be dark also. So that was me growing up, and it's me now. I have a great backyard. I have a beautiful setup outside. I know where the sun turns, and I catch those rays as many times, as many days of the week as I can. And I love it. But back to the importance of connection, I feel like when I deprive myself of good interaction, and it's not even depriving myself necessarily, I don't know a lot of people that can feed me the way I want and need to be fed. Not everybody can have these discussions with me. And that's not to say that I don't love to laugh with people. I don't love to drink and have a great time and just get into all kinds of nonsense. I love that too. But having meaningful conversations with people about yourself and who you are and sharing who you are and finding out who the other person is, those are things that are so important. And those are conversations that I don't believe any of us take enough time to have with one another. And I know that I can pick at least five people off the top of my head that I can have amazing belly laughs with, but also like get deep into significant conversations about things that are transformative, about things that can bring about good change. And I don't think that I give those people enough calls during any given week to have important conversations and touch base and see what's going on. So this forum with this podcast, one of the things that I want to do is get these ideas out there, and whoever is listening can pick up what I am putting down and message me and interact with me, because I'm here, and I will answer messages and comments and try to build community, because going back to my podcast last week, it is community that we need to build right now. We all need to be able to come together with people that have similar ideas and talk about all of these things so that we can start building strength and depth in our community. And it starts with just two people, and you bring somebody else in, and you bring another person in, and it just keeps growing. And before you know it, we have communities everywhere, all over the city, all over the state, all over the country, where we can fight all the hatred, and we can fight all the oppression, and we can fight all the negative rhetoric that seems to be flying around like monkeys throwing shit. And I really believe this, and I encourage all of you to reach out to your friends and continue to make those connections, because it is so incredibly important. One of the other things that I wanted to talk about as well, because I was lucky enough to be in the presence of two of my closest friends this evening for dinner, and they are two people that I met on the job. Now, mind you, the job that I left, I was not allowed to be friends with any clients outside of work. And there are legitimate reasons for this, but as an adult and as a discerning adult, I know which people are going to try to be friends with me because of the access that I have personally, and they want to gain access through me. I can recognize the red flags and the pitfalls of specific relationships that may lead me down an undesirable path. So a lot of my really great relationships that I made with clients from this last job, I have formed incredibly close friendships with them. And I am not the kind of person, whether it's a job or whomever, whether I was a kid in high school and my parents were telling me to stop making friends, I have never and will never be able to deprive myself of making friends with people, especially when I discover that there are very, very deep connections I have with them. And in this job, I not only made incredible friendships with clients, but what I thought were also very tight relationships and friendships with my coworkers. And I discovered over the past probably 8 months or so since last summer that there were people at my former place of work that I thought I was close to that had a lot of disparaging things to say. And I have never, and I will never, paint myself to be free of blame. I will never paint myself to be a person that is free of reproach. And I know my faults. I'm very, very self-aware. And that's one of the things that I am proud of, because before anybody can say anything to me about my faults, I already know. So you're not surprising me with anything. I can be hot-headed, I can be intense, I can be quick to react negatively. I mean, I can make a list of all of these things, but my point is, I'm aware of these things, and so there's nothing that I'm hiding from anyone, and I'm fully capable of admitting when I'm wrong and when I handle myself incorrectly. But back to the story, I really feel that there were a few people at that job that had a lot of unnecessarily negative things to say about me. And I believe also that the things that were said led to a witch hunt right before I decided that I was going to leave. And my point in all of this is that I just can't understand those people that find it necessary to call somebody out on something. In my case, it was a social media policy violation where I had a podcast with a partner, and that podcast partner was also a client of mine, but she was more on my side, where she was bringing her clients to me and she was bringing me business. And because of that, we became very, very close, because we shared similar stories, not just growing up, but in our careers in retail and fashion. So apart from the social media, the obvious social media violations because of the podcast, there was that aspect that I was clearly making friends with clients. Okay, that's fine. But I wasn't taking cash from the till. I wasn't stealing merchandise. I was not giving away trade secrets. If there was something that I did to anybody there, to you, I would just expect that you would be able to pull me to the side and have a conversation with me about it. Because again, I will say, I'm very, very self-aware, and I don't have a difficult time admitting when I'm wrong. But I believe, instead of doing this, these people or this person went to the director with more than likely the intent of getting me fired, with the intent of getting me in trouble enough to lose my job. And that's what I refer to when I say there was a witch hunt. And I understand if there are things that upset you. And I also understand if you have a difficult time confronting people about things. But for a person to speak about somebody else or complain about somebody else to the point where their intention is to get that person in trouble or get them terminated, I find that to be disturbingly a different level of snitch, for lack of a better word, because if your intent is to get somebody in trouble to endanger their livelihood, their income, their ability to pay bills, their ability to pay the mortgage, the car payment, everything that you can think about, because you are all employed and you have all of these expenses that you have to take care of, to be so irresponsible and malicious as to do or say something to take that away from somebody is one of the worst possible people I can imagine. Again, if I was being a bully, if I was sexually harassing somebody, if I was stealing, I get it. But I wasn't doing anything like that. And my ability to make a living was taken away. That's okay. There is an excellent reason why this happened, and the things that I'm creating now and the time that I have been given to complete very, very big, important projects was the reason the universe opened this opportunity for me. And I have that person or those people to thank for it, I guess. And I don't hold any resentment towards anybody. I just wonder how careless and thoughtless and callous. Somebody has to be to do something to get somebody to lose their way of life. It's disturbing. And I just had to get that off my chest. But I wish nothing but blessings on all of them and on all of you. And back to the original topic, keep people close and really build your communities. These little communities, these little pockets of wonder and beauty and magic in little corners of where we live in this country are the only way we are going to get through these dark times with our sanity and with love and joy in our hearts. So make that magic. Abra fucking cadabra yourselves into these relationships, honestly, and do great things in your communities. See you next Tuesday.